Thank you so much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor. And know that 24/7 you can join us by going to our homepage, internetadvisor.net. And there we have a ton of show notes and also some news items that you'll find. If you follow down below our particular show, you'll see news items. And one of them is Lauren and Tim's Fitness Gadget Review. And the Lauren and Tim we're talking about are Lauren Baker. Lauren, good to have you in studio again.
So glad to be back talking about something that I'm passionate about, too.
There you go. It's a family reunion. I love it.
And this is our teen tech tipster coming back with not only teen tech, but everybody tech.
It's no longer teen tech. It's everybody, as you said. Tim, thank you very much. Tim Van Riper with us as well. Tim, you and Lauren. Now, Lauren, you are involved in fitness training as right now, right?
Correct. I teach bar classes at a fitness studio called Barbie Fit. In Ann Arbor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Tim, are you involved in fitness just in terms of being fit?
Exactly. Just going to the gym and staying personally fit.
Okay. Trying to keep up to Lauren. You
right.
Know.
Exactly.
The rest of us hide
slow
in
her down.
Yeah. The rest of us hide in the back of those classes, and Lauren stands in front of the classes and actually talks
Question in terms of demographics before we even get into the devices. Is this something that is really hot with your particular demographic, your age group, and less so as you get older?
You know what? It kind of does span across the age ranges. I think it hits a lot of people that are running races, which are younger, but also getting up into your older parenting ages, wanting to be able to run around with your kids and stay active that way.
I actually know quite a few people my age, which I know is ancient,
right?
But they're doing the same thing because we're all getting out of shape more and every day and trying to stay in shape, I should say.
Just before I got taken out by my cancer, at 62, I was running 5K races. And tuning back up, I know, Rick, you're a runner as well.
Yeah, Rick's a real runner. Everyday runner.
I don't know about real.
To call what I did running was really stretching the term. But the point is that there are people, you're right, Lauren, across ages. Here I was 62, and Rick, you're
45.
And so you're interested in a lot of things, your heart rate and many other things that are going on. Anyway, let's start talking then about some of the things that you reviewed, and you had a chance to review most of these. Mm. And by the way, folks, if you go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and then just go down below the show notes to our news items there. Again, look for Lauren and Tim's Fitness Gadget Review, and we're going to kind of go right down the line on that. So the first is something that I've heard a good deal of, and that's the Fitbit Flex. What's unique about that?
Yeah, so Fitbit is probably one of the more popular ones out there, and there's a reason for that. It does a great job. It's very easy to use. It's partnered with – there's a phone app for it as well as an online webpage you can go to. It's great for just tracking your fitness, counting steps, counting calories burned. You can input what you eat. It has a pretty large database of foods in there, so you can go within the phone app and put in that I had – a cheeseburger for lunch, and it'll give a rough estimate of how many calories that'll be. Mm-hmm. So it's really great in my mind for someone who's just interested in the fitness, in staying fit, in dieting, worrying about what they're eating.
Kind of the gross parameters.
Exactly.
Okay, good. All right. And your evaluation, what were those things that you said weren't so hot about that?
So the band itself, the only display that it has for feedback is it has 5 LED lights that light up. So 20%, 40%, 60%, 80%, and 100% of your step goal for that day.
Oh, I see. So it's you set very it for, little display
It's very little display. It's
However, little, as you said, it goes to a phone app.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's through Bluetooth, it's synced up, and you can always check that throughout the day. But if you want to look at the actual display on the band, it's very limited. And the other thing that Lauren was talking about earlier is that the band is in two pieces. There's a tracker inside the band, and that's what you would take that out to charge it. But if you get sweat or condensation inside that, it can sit in. It can get a little moldy. You have to be very conscious about cleaning that, giving it time to dry.
Okay. And that one runs about $100.
Yeah.
Lauren, why don't you pick up the next one? We may not get through all of them, but let's go to the next one that you think was a good one.
Yeah, the Strive Touch, and that actually turned out right now with the ones that we tried as one of our favorites. It does combine that smartwatch and phone, so it's a smartwatch and fitness band.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the same size as the Fitbit Flex. Really comfortable. They come in different sizes. You can adjust the band any size you need to. And then this one has a display, so it'll come up, pop up with text message from Tim texted you, and this is the first little bit of his thing, and you can scroll through manually.
I see.
Instead of having it scrolling across your screen, you flip it to the next screen and the next part of the text.
Oh, I got you.
Which I thought was cool, a little different than the Soleus Go and the LG Life Band.
Okay.
A little different than others. But it tracks your basic steps. This is a great one. It partners with Global Giving. If you... So Strive and the corporate partners on your behalf will donate to either different charities that they have going on. So Clean Water in Bolivia, Rainforest Preservation in Tanzania, different charities based on how many steps you take. So it'll be like 10,000 steps for this charity. If you do it, we donate on your behalf. So
I love it.
That's a great way to kind of feel good about yourself, but also selfless. You know, it's kind of selfless you're giving as well.
Rick?
I just want to jump in because there is actually a deal to be had on the Strive Touch right now. It's the list price on this is $99.99, but for the next few days, if you go to a site called stacksocial.com, which is a site you actually recommend quite frequently on the Cheapskate blog, they're selling the Strive Touch for $79.99. So it's a $20 savings, just no strings attached.
Easy. I'll be sure to put the link to that. Again, that's Stack Social.
Stack Social.
Is that all one word, Stack Social?
Yes.
.com?
Yeah, .com.
.com. Okay, good. I will get that down to the show notes as well. Guys, we've got a few others here. Let me just quickly say there's the LG Life Band, the Misfit Shine, the Basis. Are three others there. Pick one of those we can talk about because we haven't got a lot of time.
And there are maybe 100 of these
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of
these
them.
These are ones you had your hands on. What would you say, Tim?
I'd like to talk about the Misfit Shine real quick. So I had that one. I didn't try it for long because I immediately upon getting it realized that it wasn't for me. Not that it was a bad band, but just it wasn't what I wanted it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't what I wanted from it. So it looks great. It was kind of designed. You can tell by looking at it that aesthetics was more important to the designer, so it looks great. You could wear it. They even make like a necklace pendant version of it, so you could almost wear it out like jewelry. I mean, it looks very sleek. Mm-hmm. It's very cool. It's nice because it doesn't need to be charged. It has one of those little ion batteries that goes in it, so it's about a four-month battery life.
Oh,
and then you just replace the battery, so you don't have to charge it every day. So that's a great feature. It's nice. Also, because there's no charging port or anything like that, it's completely waterproof. So it's great if you're a swimmer.
Excellent.
You want to track your swimming. So I had a friend who had asked me, I'm looking for one. I swim a lot. What would it be? And I said, probably not the Fitbit because it's water resistant, but it's certainly not waterproof. I wouldn't take it in the pool. But the Misfit Shine would be the way to go with that. It's completely waterproof, and you can set it within the app to say what your activity is. I'm biking, I'm swimming, I'm running, and you can change those settings.
Wow.
So I do have a question for you guys, because there's a ton of these products out there, and I know there's a ton of interest in these right now, and you've been using them, it sounds like, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What I find when I talk to people about them is that they go real hot and heavy with these things for maybe 3, 4, 5 months.
Yeah.
And then they kind of just end up in a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just wondering, A, has that been in your experience? And B, is there something you might suggest to people who maybe kind of get tired of dealing with the, I don't know if it's the hassle of it or whatever, that you could recommend to kind of keep them motivated, keep them going?
Sure. So going back to the Strive, which is by far my favorite product, one of the things they have on there, their focus was really in kind of almost making fitness fun. So within the app on your phone, there's a game. It's kind of like Farmville or some of those like Facebook type games, right?
Yeah,
the more steps you take, the more points you accrue, and you can build stuff and you can expand You can pair with other people. So it's meant to be this ongoing thing that you can do with others, as well as the product itself has open firmware, so it's constantly being updated. So they've talked about coming this summer. You'll see on the box when you buy it, it'll say, coming this summer, there's going to be apps for a flashlight or Google Maps or whatever it may be. So it's something that is ongoing, so to keep your interest a little bit. But, I mean, in some ways it comes down to any time you start working out. In some ways it's up to you to keep working out.
Hopefully fitness will never go out of fashion.
Certainly not for you. Lauren, how about you? Which is your favorite of the ones you've tested?
So, I really did like the Strive. I loved the Basis for one reason, is the heart rate monitor right on the wrist, on the back of the band. I do a lot of these classes where you're not necessarily taking steps through the class, but we're jumping around, we're doing planks, we're still being active in class, but that won't be shown through necessarily just watching your steps.
Right.
So the heart rate monitor built onto the wrist, not an extra strap around the dress that a lot of people will be wearing, was really nice that you had one thing. The only thing was a little more bulky, but you kind of have to pick and choose what.
And that was the biggest of the ones.
It was.
And it's $200.
It is $200.
Is it $200 because it's got more sensors and can give you more data?
I think so.
Okay.
Because most products you can buy a $100 fitness band and then a $50 heart rate monitor to go in addition.
So this is
just all wrapped up with a bigger price.
So what would be your recommendation? I know that there's a lot of talk about, the iWatch coming out. We don't know if it will. We don't know what it will be like when it does. Do you have a recommendation at this point? And I know that both of you have kind of said you like different things, so maybe maybe it's not a unified recommendation, but what would you tell our listening audience?
Yeah, our recommendation, I mean, there's in the next couple of months, there are going to be so many that are coming out. I would say kind of hang tight. Do your research now. Look at which, figure out a list of features that you want to see in your band. And then wait. There's like iPhone products coming out,
right.
A lot of
that
Razer
Naboo, fall,
Martian Notifier, a ton of more. So we say kind of wait unless you need one right now.
Rick loves that. Hang on to your money.
Exactly. Yeah. If you need one right now, I'd say grab the Strive Touch. It's one of the best ones in my opinion. But it also depends on what you want it for.
And a good deal on that. Back in a moment with Mike Brennan.